Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So the basketball Hoosiers of Coach Tom Redding to embark upon its trip over to Illinois Thursday night will do so as the 15th ranked squad in the country, the spot that they started the season in. The coaches placing the Big Ten league leaders three spots better than AP as the Hoosiers move up there as well after wins, of course, as you know, last week over Nebraska and Purdue. The coaches also list Michigan State 7th, Iowa 8th, Maryland dropping to 9th after losing at Minnesota last week, Purdue 19th, and after, well, averaging over 18 points, three boards, nearly three assists, and three steals a game last week, junior forward Troy Williams. In the league, a spotlight, sharing this week's Player of the Week honor with Penn State's Brandon Taylor, Troy's second league award of his career, and his consistency helping to, well, keep the Hoosiers ahead of the rest of the best in the Big.
Just staying on an attack mindset, really. Reading what's there, not trying to force anything, let the game come to me.
Troy played a phenomenal game. Troy's had an excellent week and very locked in and focused. Troy was incredibly committed on the defensive end this week. And it's amazing what happens to your offense. We try to get these guys to understand all the time. When you focus on the defense and the rebounding and making simple plays with the ball, it's amazing how well you play. And that's exactly what he did. And it's no easy task to go to battle with the three centers that they have, but they responded, and they carried their own on the offensive end as well.
Troy becoming Coach Tom's eighth player to move over the 1,000 career point mark with that 19-point effort he had against the Purdue's. League play a little bit later tonight. Number 6 or 7th-ranked MSU take your pick at Ohio State, and Rutgers will play at Minnesota. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a year ago, Phil Cole's South Swimmers finished 9th at the state, thanks in large part, obviously, to two-time state champion Ian Finnerty. Well, Ian these days is swimming for Ray Luce at Indiana, but Coach Phil's crew headed back to the IU Natatorium after defending its sectional title last weekend, and in a rather impressive fashion. What, Phil? 500-plus points and 7 event wins?
Well, Joe, we got off to a great start. The fact that we finished off last 4 events, I think we won 3 out of the last 4, maybe 4 out of the last 5 events, including sweeping the backstroke events. We stayed tough throughout all 12 events and finished really strong. It's probably the most pleasing thing to me.
You know, it's just like your girls' team, this squad of yours, the fellas, boy, there's a lot of flexibility here. And again, you're getting it done with guys that are still, well, none of them have reached the senior class yet.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. I mean, we had some freshmen in the meet last year that performed well, came back this year as sophomores, you know, and had some winners in there. I mean, Luke Lobring and of course, the freshman this year, Seth Plascock, won an event, qualified for state. So, you know, that level of performance, particularly from underclassmen, is just, it's coaches real excited moving forward.
Well, that is Phil Cole, and we wish him well. The prelims will begin an important prelim session for Bloomington South as far as placement on Saturday. Prelims go Friday night at the Natatorium. Don't forget, Sports Talk tonight will go behind the scenes with Associate AD Eric Neuberger, and he's pinch-hitting for Fred Glass, plus Gary Sims and his Edgewood Lady Mustang Cagers. We'll start our conversation a little past 6 tonight. Sports Talk, live from Yogi's. Hope you can come on in and join us. I'm Joe Smith.